the adventures of Jungle Jim. Last week, Jungle Jim arrived at the old lamissary just as Bob and Connie McGuire were captured by the Maharaja's guard while attempting an escape. You will remember that Jim was disguised as the Silent One, and the guard, on his orders, gave up his gun and immediately released Bob and Connie. Then Jungle Jim revealed his identity and took command of the situation. Two of the Maharaja's men still remained within the lamissary, and Jim and Bob decided to capture them and search the old place. Our story closed as the guards rushed from the lamissary's door. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full color, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. Jungle Jim and Bob and Connie McGuire are just outside the door of the lamissary. Jim and Bob have just drawn the Maharaja's two guards outside by a trick and succeeded in capturing them.
You probably sure pack a terrific wallop. You could count to 200 over those babies.
Yeah. Now let's get them inside and lock them up.
All right. Say, where's that other native?
Huh?
Oh, there you are. Come here.
Sir, do not hurt me.
We're not going to hurt you. Here, help me pick this man up.
Yes, master.
And cut out that master stuff. I'll be back to help you with the other one in a minute, Bradley.
Go ahead. I'll carry this one in. Oh, here, Mrs. McGuire.
Yes?
Will you bring this rifle?
Sure, just let me have it. There now. Wait, I'll hold the door open
all right
for you. Can you carry him alone?
Yeah, I got him.
Got him?
Yeah. Follow me, McGuire.
You know the way, Bradley?
What? There are some cells straight ahead, aren't there?
That's right.
Well, come on, then. Yeah, you're right. I see them. Bring him in over here.
Here. This one's unlocked.
No, fine. This'll do. We'll lock all three of them in here together. Put them over here on these bunks.
There we are.
Yeah.
Will they be all right?
Sure. Be as good as new in an hour. Here. I'll lock the door.
Now, what's the next move, Bradley? Do we search the place?
Yeah, in a few minutes, though. First, let's go in here and talk things over. I think I've got some good news for you.
Oh, Mr. Bradley, you've helped us so much.
Well, this is the way I get a kick out of life, Mrs. McGuire. I enjoy it, I guess, and so does Lil.
You mean Mr. Real?
That's right. Well, here we are. Now, let's sit down and make ourselves comfortable.
Yes.
Hey, as I said before, I've got some good news for both of you.
Yes?
We got your map.
You found it?
Uh-huh.
Jim, you mean you captured the Silent One?
That's right, Bob. Lil and I surprised him in a cave on a high bluff. He had the map on him.
Oh, that's swell, Jim. There's nothing left to do now except find the jewel.
Wait a minute, Bob. Don't get too optimistic. Not until we land the big fish, the Maharaja. Now tell me, where's the old monk?
The old monk?
Yeah.
Why, Bob and I looked for him, and we couldn't find him, so we thought that you freed him.
No, I didn't.
What?
Well, he must be here somewhere.
Well, we couldn't find him.
Well, let's try again. Come on. You say that you looked. Did you try the dungeons?
Well, we searched the one under the north wing. I don't know of any others.
Well, I do. I found them when I was here before. They're right under us somewhere. And there are some more rooms upstairs, too. I think that's where the monks used to sleep.
Well, there's some stairs right over there. You see them?
And there's a pair leading down, too.
Now, here. Wait till I get one of these torches. Now, I'll go down in the dungeons. And Bob, you and your wife look upstairs.
A good idea, Jim. We'll meet you back here in about 10 minutes.
Right. Lucky I got this torch with me. Boy, oh boy, this place is as black as a coal hole.
Hello?
Doesn't seem to be anyone down here.
Hello? Is there anyone here?
Who is it? Who calls?
Hello? Hello there? Where are you? This is Jungle Jim Bradley.
This way, my son.
Oh, I see you, sir.
Who's with you?
Why, we are all here, my son. These are my brother monks. The wicked ones locked us all together as soon as I had served them.
Oh, I'm glad I found you again, sir. Here, wait. I'll unlock yourself.
May Buddha's blessing ever be thine. I knew you would return.
There you are, sir. Your cell is open. Now listen carefully. I haven't got much time.
You are young, my son, but your words are wise. Speak.
The Maharaja, the one whom you call the Wicked One, has gone.
Gone, did you say?
That's right, sir. But he'll probably try to return by tomorrow. I may stop him.
Buddha will guide and help you, my son. Good shall triumph.
I hope so, sir. But I don't think that you and your followers should take any more chances, sir. I want you to go to Colonel Hammond, your friend at Fort Jammer.
It is wisely spoken.
Then you'll go?
Yes.
Good, sir. Travel by night. Yes. Tell Colonel Hammond what has happened here. And tell him that I need help immediately.
Buddha will lead us. Your message will be delivered, my son.
Well, and that's all, sir. You and your brother monks know this old emissary better than I do. I'll leave you now. Oh, here. Here, sir. You can take my torch.
No. Wait. Hmm? There are others set in the wall. I will light one. There. Mm-hmm. Now take your torch and goodbye, my son. I will see that aid is sent to you.
Goodbye, sir.
Goodbye.
I'm sure that Colonel Hammond will see that your lamissary is restored to you. Goodbye.
Bob. Connie.
Yeah, Jim.
Did you find the old monk?
That's right, Bob. I freed him and his brothers. They're starting for Fort Jamrud for help tonight.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Boy, so am I. We may need help before we get through here. Well, Bob, I'm going to leave you again.
Jim, you're going?
Uh-huh, that's right. I'm going to leave you two to hold this lamissary. You're both armed, and I don't think you'll see the Maharaja again for another 48 hours at least.
But, Jim, you're coming back.
Oh, you bet I'm coming back. Sometime tomorrow, probably. And with Lil, Kolo, and O.P. Watts.
And the map, Jim. Don't forget the map.
Right, Bob. And when I get here, we'll have a look for the jewels of the Genghis Khan. Early the next morning, the Maharaja Vibor and his men, who are headed back toward the lamissary, come across the two guards that Jim left bound and gagged on the trail. He immediately orders his men to halt.
Stop! Halt! Who are those men by the road?
Master, they are the two who went with the silent one. See, they are tied.
So?
Wait, Master, I will free them.
No. Leave the dogs alone. So you let the silent one escape, did you?
Mercy, Highness. We could not help it.
You ask for mercy, dogs.
Mercy.
I'll show you mercy. You can stay there, bound hand and foot until you rot.
Highness, mercy.
Follow me, men. Leave the dogs to rot.
But as the Maharaja and his men ride away, another figure steps up from behind the rock.
Hi, boys. Evidently, your boss wasn't any too glad to see you.
The white one, Tab. Save us. We die here.
Well, I got you into this mess, so I suppose I'll have to get you out of it.
Tab, if you will save us, we will serve you, Tab.
Now, wait a minute. I'll cut your ropes. Roll over. That's it.
Tab. Buddha will bless you.
Buddha.
There you are. Now you roll over. There. Now you're both free.
Sab, what would you have us do? We'll go with you.
Come along if you want to. But be sure you don't try any funny business. Don't forget, I'm armed.
You are master, Sab. Lead and we follow.
All right, come on. Get on your horse over there behind those rocks.
Yes, master.
Well, are you ready?
Yes, master.
Well, come on, boy.
Master, you go up on bluff?
That's right.
You look for white mem sahab.
How did you know that?
White mem sahab not there, master. She go up other hill before Highness Maharaja come.
What's that? What are you talking about?
Yes, white mem sahab and little fat man and native come down hill in night, master. They have man tied to horse with them. Go up other hill.
White mem sahab, a little fat man?
Yes.
You must mean Lil and O.P.
Only no, they come down hill, master. Look. Huh? See, they have fire started there.
Where? Say, you're right. There is smoke up there. Where's the campfire? Oh, the fools.
See? Smoke gets thick now.
Oh, if that's Lil, she's crazy. She'll have the Maharaja around her neck like a wild wolf. Come on, you two. If you're with me, we've got work to do.
Up on the hill ahead, Shanghai Lil and Kolo are heaping bark and brush on a huge fire.
Well, that's enough, Kolo. If the Maharaja doesn't see that smoke, he's blind.
Wait. Kolo, look with glasses.
Has he turned back yet?
No, missy. Him not see fire.
Well, I hope he doesn't for a few minutes. We'll give O.P. and the Silent One a chance to get further away.
They go back to High Bluff, missy?
Yeah, I told O.P. to go over this hill and cut across the valley. If he follows my directions, he'll take the Silent One up on the bluff and hide in the cave until we get back there.
Yeah. Missy, see. Fire smoking now.
Well, throw on some more of that moss, Kolo. We'll take this blanket and start sending up signals when it's smoking more. If that doesn't bring the Maharaja back, I'll miss my guess.
Him think it's signal, missy.
Kolo, did you hear that?
It beat one Jim, missy.
Jim. Jim, up here by the fire.
Missy Lil, see? He come with two natives.
Oh. Will, what in the world are you doing?
Jim. Well, I was trying to keep the Maharaja from surprising you. Did you see the Maguires?
Yes. Yes, they're at the Lamissary.
Oh.
Where's O.P.?
I sent him ahead with the Silent One. He's making a wide circle back to the bluff. As far as a trick to make the Maharaja turn back.
Lil, you're crazy. Why don't you stay on the bluff and keep out of sight?
And let you get caught?
Me?
Why, the Maharaja was heading back toward the Lamissary, Jim. I was afraid he'd surprise you. Oh, Jim, if anything happened to you...
Lil, you took this chance for me? Gosh, I don't know what to say.
Oh, why don't you say what any other man would?
Lil, look at me.
Oh, skip it, will you? Sometimes I wonder why I bother with you.
What do you mean, Lil?
I said, well, let it go. Kolo, let me have the glasses.
Here, missy.
The way that fire's burning now, the Maharaja ought to see the smoke.
Can you see him, Lil?
Wait. Jim, he's coming.
Hmm?
He has turned back. We've got to get out of here.
Will Jim and Lil be able to get away before the Maharaja and his men arrive? And what of O.P. Watts and his captive, the Silent One? The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in the Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's the Katzenjammer Kids, Jiggs and Maggie, Barney Google, Toots and Casper, The Little King, Flash Gordon. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.